Han quickly turned to Bardoon.
What about you?
He racked his brain trying to recall the Mandalorian word for coward. If he couldn't get Gev to bite, maybe Bardoon would take a swing at him.
You have the guts to call? Or are you just another of Gev's hatoons?
Seemingly unfazed, Bardoon studied Han for a moment, then shook his head.
Joni Strom folds.
Ha! I knew you'd fold!
Han let out a whoop, then flipped his chip cards over, revealing a score of absolute zero.
Ha ha! Look at that, fool!
Usually, there was no faster way for a gambler to get punched than to gloat over a big bluff. But Bardoon wasn't falling for it. He shot Han a knowing sneer.
They would not have let you risk a coma anyway,
Bardoon replied, using the Force to return his own chip cards to Gev.
The Chiefs are not finished mapping your mind.
By then, the torture droid was standing behind Ditto, waiting for her to turn around so he could collect her bets. Ditto was pretending not to notice, staring straight ahead and clearly frightened. Deciding the key to making Bardoon mad would be to deny his appetite for fear, Han waved the droid away.
It's okay, he said. She doesn't have to pay. I don't want her pain.
Ditto looked up, her blue brow raised in hope.
You are forgiving my debt?
Sure thing.
Han glanced at Bardoon and was pleased to see an angry glower directed his way.
Pain isn't really my thing. Besides, no one wants to keep playing.
I do,
Bardoon said. Han shrugged.
Suit yourself, but I'm done.
He looked across the table at Gev.
Bardoon doesn't have to pay either. I just want...
No!
To Han's surprise, the objection came not from Bardoon, but from the doorway behind him. Two pairs of heavy feet pounded across the floor. Then a huge green arm stretched over his shoulder to point at Ditto.
The game continues,
said a gravelly Nargon voice.
Those are the orders we have.
Han twisted around and found both Nargons standing 2 meters behind him. Their blaster rifles were still holstered at their knees, but he knew better than to attack. Leia had been hard-pressed to bring down just one of the things, and she had been using a lightsaber. All Han had going for him was that nobody expected him to be crazy enough to try something. But crazy was better than giving up. He glanced across the table and nodded to O'Hali, and saw Myrta Gev reaching for the brain zapper button again.
Don't even think...
Gev let the threat trail off when her hand suddenly reversed directions and rose beyond reach of the button.
What the bricks?
For an instant, Han thought O'Hali had used the Force to keep him from being zapped. But she looked just as confused as Han did, and it was Bardoon's hand that he saw gesturing in Gev's direction. Gev seemed to figure it out at the same time Han did.
Bardoon? What the hell are you doing?
Bardoon glanced in Han's direction.
Go.
Whether the voice had sounded in his ears or only in his head, Han could not tell, and he didn't care. He slid out of his chair and down onto the floor, 100 sharp stings stabbing his head as the probe needles tore free. In the next moment, he was sitting on his rump, surrounded by ankles and knees, with ribbons of bright color dancing through his vision and sweet bird song chiming in his ears.